Well, go on.
What's happening?
Episode 6.
Yeah.
Is it 6?
Yeah, yep. I think so.
Fire in the building. Resh, obviously, is...
in Miami.
Balling.
LA.
So we got... introduce yourself, big man. We got DJ Keish in the building, holding it down.
Nice to meet you, my bro.
Yes, what's going on, people? Episode 6 and that.
It's nervous as shit. You know that one? You
always get a bit nervous, innit, when you're on the camera.
Speaking to the mic for a start, my brother.
Yeah. You always get a bit fucking
Gee, you just can't get a staff these days, bro.
Boy.
All right, anyways, look. Let's just jump straight in. There's only been one topic of conversation all week between me, Gavin, the group. Gig's album dropped on Thursday.
Was it Thursday?
It's Thursday night, midnight. Come on, bro. Oh, are you going to question me on that?
Yeah, super fine on that.
True.
I thought legit I would have it a couple of hours early, or, you know, a lot of stuff leaks and that.
You sent it to me.
I sent it to you after 12 o'clock.
Yeah, it was on Spotify.
Normally stuff comes out a bit earlier, or it might get serviced a bit earlier or whatever.
Mm.
But yeah, I got it the same time as everyone else.
Yeah.
Straight on the Spotify. Listened to it. Then got the full album. Sent across. Sent it.
Yeah, I got it.
Sent it over.
I got it.
And that
I listened to it on Spotify though first. I woke up. And the first thing I did was load up Spotify and search for Rich.
Went straight to that? I started straight from the top, man. There's no other way. Rich's joint was further down the track list, didn't it?
It's like second to last song or something. I got the track list here anyway, but yeah.
You're ready, innit?
I'm ready. But I went and listened to the Rich verse. Do you know why? Because I ain't heard a Rich verse in ages.
Very true.
That like, I saw the. Did you see the Westwood?
I know we're not talking about Rich,
but did you see the Westwood interview?
Yeah. They were talking about the joint.
And Westwood just said it sounded like a different Rich, I thought from that interview, it sounded like the old Rich.
But I just felt that we haven't heard him in so long that I did feel that
we have. We've heard him
when he jumped.
We ain't heard him like that in a while. But anyway, we can come on to my.
I was like at work and just like. Had the headphones in and that. Literally, I was looking around me. Everyone's like working away. I'm just there, like bumping it hard, innit? Like,
yeah.
Full. Like when it got to that Swizz Beatz track,
I was right.
Terminator. Yeah. Like, I wanted to flipping throw my laptop away.
Bring that up. Fucking. All right. So, what do you want to say?
Me? No.
Come on, man.
Nothing.
I know. Already, you weren't feeling it, innit?
I would give it out of 10, I'd probably give it like a 6.5.
Fucking hell.
That's not bad.
Bro, it's a fucking 11 out of 10.
Obviously, though.
That's the gas I'm talking about.
Yeah, but like, obviously, you can't say nothing dear minute. The super fan and that.
Listen, that's the gas I'm talking
this
about.
This is the thing, right? What were you expecting? Like, what were you, for me, as a, just a question, not even as a fucking... on a review thing, like, I like bare joints, bro. Like, there's bare joints that I like. So, for me, it's like, fucking, for me, it's one of them ones where I can listen to the whole thing, it's calm, I'm feeling it, I'm hearing gigs on other kind of tracks, I'm hearing the track with Labyrinth, where Labyrinth comes in singing, I'm thinking, nah, this ain't my kind of...
Which one?
I'm feeling it, bro, like...
Sonically, bro, like, all right. Let me get the good bits out, yeah, because I don't want you to think I'm dissing. I'm dissing your favorite rapper, yeah. Sonically, it's amazing. Like for me, the beats. One thing Giggs does
production's
well.
Production's on point, right?
He picks good beats. Yeah. I presume it's him, yeah.
Yeah.
Sonically, it's amazing. Features out of this world. 100%. I can't think of a better British rap album.
Yeah.
That's had features as strong as that.
And they're his... I know, technically anyone's album is their features, but they're really his features. Do you know what I mean? No one's telling him...
No, people are doing it for him.
Like,
no, for him and who he is.
Like, yeah, but he's picked... Like, the Jada joint, bro. Like,
yes, I'm saying.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. No one... It's not no A&R that's just picking it and saying, oh, yeah, I think it would sound good if you did this with this person. Yeah,
no. None of that. He wouldn't do that.
And that, for me... is about who he is. Like 100%. That is the respect he's gained in that. And Rich is like, I can go on all the day.
But when Giggs was talking about it, he said his exact words in one of the interviews was he wanted to bring this album's for the world. Right. He knows that the world is listening
to
this. I mean, I'm not saying they haven't listened to anything before, but it takes that level to get there. He said the world's listening to this album. I had to bring the UK heavyweights. Hence, Rich and the two best of the UK. Bro.
He brought the two best of the UK.
That's a statement in itself there, isn't it?
Richard Getz is odd. And for me, I think he done amazing with the features, done amazing with the beats. I think for me, the bad thing, or the reason why I'm not really rating it as highly as what the majority would, I haven't even looked at the majority, because I, you know what I mean? I just go off my opinion, really.
Mm.
Is because I think he has done too much in a short space of time. The reason why I was so gassed
it's all coming too quickly.
Yeah. The reason why I was so gassed to hear a Wretch verse.
Yeah.
And I've literally listened to that verse a few times. Like, the punchlines are crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a mad one.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, just, bruv, crazy.
Mad. Yeah.
But for me, it's like, because it's been so long since we heard Wretch, it's excitement.
Yeah.
He's rationing it. When Kano drops, Kano don't even post Instagram posts. He apologized for being missing on Instagram the other day.
Yeah.
It's going to be a celebration. When Getz dropped, Getz announced that show I went to in 2019. So 2017, 16, top of 2017, I think, that he was bringing the album out that year. And it didn't drop. 2016, Jan 2016. And it didn't drop until last year.
Yeah.
How many albums has JME done recently?
It's not the sound, it's different. The thing is about this, it's subjective, isn't it? If you like, what did I tell you? What analogy did I give you yesterday in the fucking group chat? I said, bro, I like pasta, innit?
Yeah.
If Giggs is pasta,
no, you're missing my point.
I'm consuming the pasta.
I think you're missing my point.
You don't like the pasta. You want the garlic bread.
All right. So your mum's got a special dish, yeah. Hear me out. Your mum's
where are you taking this, bro?
Your mum's got a special dish. Right. Yeah. Dish, yeah. Yeah. And she makes that dish Monday to Sunday.
It's too much.
It's 100%. It's not special.
I don't think it is.
It's not special. If you took me McDonald's, yeah, my parents weren't doing McDonald's. My parents are hardcore Jamaicans. They ain't doing McDonald's on a regular. I'm going McDonald's for my birthday and it's a celebration, bro. My son, he's McDonald's is, if he wants, I'll have McDonald's. Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah.
It's not special.
So what makes you think you're hearing too much, I think landlord,
what he did with landlord.
That was 2016, bro. So it's like he's come 2016 landlord. Then you've got to understand the rollout and the tour is in 2017, but the album dropped in 2016.
Okay.
And in 2018, the mixtape, Wamp to Them. Yeah. Like,
when was that? 2018?
That was 2018, yeah.
And then 2019, he's dropped another album.
No, sorry. The mixtape was 17, yeah.
Right.
And then, after the tour.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he's dropped this album.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying to you is, he's done an album, a mixtape, and an album
in the space of three.
In the time that Getz has done an album. And I think maybe a mixtape. He did...
But we don't need the hiatus. We might get a hiatus now.
I hope we do because for me, musically, music, you talk about your life, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
So then how much of his life is, how much,
how
is,
much of the how, stories
how
told?
Much is his life has he lived?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In that gap. And it'll become boring.
Is it boring now in your
I found it boring.
Some of the tunes, the lyrically same. You've heard similar,
He's not living a different, he's doing what he's doing. He's with his man, he's making money. And you know what? I think to look at it from a objective point of view, the scene will need to take away the fact that it's Giggs and the fact that he is who he is.
Mm.
And he's so highly respected, rightly so. It's like Wiley
for
me as a grime fan and a hip hop fan. It's like when Wiley drops album after album after album.
It's too much.
Godfather came out, it was a madness.
Yeah, yeah.
Wiley's finally dropped Godfather. He's finally doing it. But then he done Godfather 2 and he's doing all this. But it's like, okay.
I just don't think there's...
If J2K drops an album now, manic.
Yeah.
But if J2K drops an album this year, then drops an album next year, then drops an album the year after, or a mixtape in between, or whatever, When Chip dropped his first album, I think Chip might need to fall back.
I felt like the anticipation for Giggs' album was a madness, bro.
Because of the lack of music and the fact we are hungry for Giggs' music, yeah. Or because it's Giggs.
And also because obviously you're a fan, innit?
That's what I mean. There's so many people in the scene that want it because it's Giggs, not because we need a Giggs album. Do we need another Giggs? Did we need this album
You think it could have been, so what, he should have dropped end of the year?
Maybe next year.
Fucking hell.
I would have held out to 2020. But for me, I'm looking at it from a business point of view. He's doing his thing. He's killing the streaming.
Well, I don't think you're going to be getting another album anytime soon. Again, now, are you?
It depends how he's looking at it. So this is what I'm saying. So I listen to like interviews. And I listen to what people say. That Getz had the album ready when he was doing like that tune with Shaka, and he's doing certain bits and pieces. And he said it didn't sound right.
Yeah.
So he scrapped the whole thing and started again.
I'm not saying that. It's the project's fire, bro.
I don't think so. I think it's decent. Good. I gave it 6.5. That's decent. That's above average. I think it's decent. It's not no 11
I
out
read
of 10.
A Guardian.
It's not a landlord.
The Guardian like reviewed it. The Guardian reviewed it yesterday and gave it 4 out of 5. Bro, I think it's a fucking 10 out of 10, bro.
11 out of 10. The Guardian wants to be seen as cool. What does the editor of the Guardian know about him?
I'm just saying.
Guardian just wants mass appeal, innit?
I just read that anyway, but fuck that. But like, for example, like in the review that I was reading, they were like saying, on the joint with Swizz. So, you know, I don't really read reviews like that. So when I've come across it, I was like, let me see how people are are people saying? Because apart from the Twitter gas and the mass influx of fucking hell, this is fire. The one thing I have seen.
Classic after 2 hours, isn't it?
Granted, you've got to take it in.
Not even had enough time to leave this whole hour. But it's a classic.
Fine, you got to take it in. It's only been out all of what, 3 days, yeah? Even still today. We're recording today, two days, whatever it is. The point I'm trying to make is the one thing that did come back is bare people like a very different tracks. There's people talking about the Wretch joint, there's people talking about the Swizz joint. There's people, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But back to the thing, the Guardian, the one thing I read in that line, they were critical of the Swizz track. They were like, Giggs sounds uneasy under these drums. So I've gone back to listen to it. Like, bro, I don't fucking hear that shit. Like,
I can't hear that
to
either.
Me, it's fucking straight gas.
I'll tell you what I like. Yeah, I'll tell you, in fact, let me try and find it. There's a track, I think it was called, let me bring up this track list and try and do it without playing the bloody thing.
But real talk, like, and... You know, yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Show Me Respect is big.
Yeah.
Spun It was a big tune as well.
Yeah, Spun It's good.
Don't Go Hungry with Labyrinth. I didn't even realise when I was listening to it.
Madness. See, when he...
Labyrinth sounds cold.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm. Obviously, Run Me Down, Getz is just the beast.
Getz, though, you're a fan, isn't it? You're a big fan of Getz.
Everyone should be a fan of Getz, in my opinion, but...
You think it'll...
And then Wretch with the guap expenses, I think that was it. I didn't really... There weren't any for me other than...
Gashy on the hooks on the intro, like he sounds fucking cold. And then it goes into Set It Off, Beat Freaks, the production just fucking...
Beat Freaks are mad.
They're just sick, bro.
The production was crazy. Don't get me wrong. The production was absolutely crazy.
And the good thing is... Giggs, even though you hear the different kind of tracks like the joint with Labyrinth and all that, like when he picks the gully beats, he picks the gully rhythms that suit him.
Yeah,
you get me?
Yeah. Like, he definitely, like with SM1, he should be picking people's beats and putting out executive producing shit. He could be like DJ Khaled out here. Because he knows a banger.
He knows a banger 100%.
But because I'm, like I said, I'm listening to Wretch say, was it Jaden In My Will? Uncle, Tell Me How You Feel.
Yeah.
Was it? Call Me The Fresh Prince. I'll Put The Bel Air To Your Grill. Bro.
That's mad.
Did you not catch that?
He's a big Wretch fan. Did you catch that?
Bro.
I listened to it, I'm like,
play that again.
Yeah.
His punchlines are just too much, man. Wretch.
That's what I want to hear. Giggs ain't giving me that. So maybe it is a taste thing, like you said.
Yeah.
Granted.
Yeah.
But that's what I want to hear. You don't have to necessarily be talking about the wars in the world and starvation Like, I think, and I didn't really make my point on one of the episodes, like, I don't necessarily want to hear about the world and be educated in music, but at the same time, I want you to make me want to go back and be like, what the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, true that, but then I was,
do you know what I mean?
At the same time.
But where gigs is too easily digestible lyrically. Yeah. And I feel like with The Landlord, all right, wicked, we needed that.
Yeah.
Then you've done something else, and now you've done something else again. It's like, you're too easy digestible for that. You can't get me thinking enough about your lyrics to be giving it to me that regular, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
In my opinion. I think he's
2-year hiatus because I think he's waited long enough to have... He's also, you've got to remember as well the struggle of being able to even be in the situation you're in now.
And that's why I feel like he's making up for lost time.
Yeah, 100%.
And I respect that. Get your 100%. Bread. But don't...
Let me tell you
expect me to tell you it's 11 out of 10 when I think it's not.
As soon as the fucking doors open for him to be able to go stateside, I think we won't see him as much, because that's just when he gets the clearance to go over there, like,
you can just see him like moving over there, isn't
you
it?
Just or see him being there, bare, yeah. You know, like, yeah. In Canada or in the US and just doing. Do you know what? I hope he
gets everything he like, because like you said, just with sheer determination, all the rest of it. I respect him so highly, but I don't think he should be dropping.
So, what did you make of Jada? For me, that was that was one for the fucking
Jada on it was cold.
And just hearing Giggs say, when I heard the beat, I knew I wanted Jada on that joint. Like,
Jada on it was cold, but for me, I don't really...
His verse weren't long enough, though.
Who, Jada?
Yeah, Kiss's verse at the end was some fucking quick thing, but, like, still sick.
I like when Giggs is on the track with somebody, I like it to be like the one when he's done with Jamie.
Okay. What, Mankind?
And certain, where he's taking it.
Mm.
Especially on your old album, you need to be the standout.
What do you think of the guest joint then? You talking about Rich, but you didn't talk about the guest joint, man.
Because like, it was good.
Are you saying you didn't like it?
No, man. I'm saying Rich was a highlight. Rich was a highlight of the album for me. Rich, in my opinion, if Getz listened to the whole album, I don't know if he heard it. When he heard the Rich verse, even though it's two totally different vibes, I reckon Rich had a better verse on the album, personally.
Right.
Because I think Rich went in there to prove a point. Like, look how long he's been quiet for.
Yeah, 100%.
And I don't know what his label situation is or whatever, but I think he'll drop this year and it's going to be a man. It's going to be Rich, like Tim Westwood TV days. I'm hoping. Because I feel like...
That was a madness.
Yeah, I feel like the album...
Yes.
I feel like the albums he's dropped recently, if you're a Rich fan, you might agree with this, that it's not really been... Sonically and musically, he's an amazing artist, isn't he?
But
I feel like the hunger, and I think he mentioned that in the interview.
When you get them fucking bits with, what was the freestyle? What platform was the freestyle with Avelino? Was that, that wasn't a West?
Fire in the Booth.
Fire in the Booth, yeah.
And then even Rich's Daily Doppy as well.
Daily Doppy was closer to it.
It's cold.
Getz has got the better Daily Doppy, in my opinion. But Daily Doppy was closer to the Rich. The Rich that made me feel like, the Rich that made me feel like this guy is one of the coldest in the world. Forget the UK, was Tim Westwood Rich.
Mm.
Same time when I got into gigs like Getz, like
classic freestyles.
And that's classic. That's what it's about for me. Do you know what I mean? It's all nice and it's all Hollywood. Like, I love that the guys are getting their money right now, but the music, when their man had nothing and they were doing it purely because they were able to be on Radio 1 and spit some fire, that's what I want to hear again. And that was what Rich brings to the album for me.
I think back to the overall point that you think he's dropped too much music, basically. There's too much gigs.
Mm.
I just think it's the fucking digestible. It bangs. And that's the reason why, you know, we're talking about a classic. The production, the growth. But I'm biased. You know what I mean?
A little bit.
There's a club joint on there as well, Baby.
Yeah, yeah. That's the Baby joint for the club. That starts this
weekend.
You
lot are the DJs, I don't know.
Yeah.
You lot can tell me how that gets done.
But that rhythm as well, that's a little bit of a fucking, like, that reminds me a bit across between, like, it's got a bit of active in it.
Yeah,
It's got it's got a little bit of Lookout.
Lookout, yeah.
Skepta and fucking, you know, that classic mm-hmm. joint, fucking.
But don't you think that's a problem? Surely you're agreeing with me then?
I'm not agreeing with nothing you're saying. You're telling me that was a 6 out of 10. I'm not signing none of that.
All right, so let's look at, you know what the
all
joke
I'm
is?
Saying is
what
that
I'm saying,
the
what
rhythm,
I'm, go on.
He sounds good on that rhythm, and there's rhythms that sound
similar
to that beat, but it's a fanatic. But that's a production thing, isn't it? Like it's fanatics, isn't it? Active was produced by
Fanatics.
Was it?
Or no, was it?
It was. No, it's not Beat Freaks, bro. That's Fanatics as well.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Fucking hell, if I'm wrong, then that's a part.
So he's done a few tracks.
I don't know who Lookout was. Lookout was produced by Your Music.
So you're saying he's done a few tracks that sound the same?
You're saying that,
he's
bro.
Backed you into a corner now.
I'm asking. I'm asking you a question.
But you're not, you said it.
But you know what? But you know what the thing is. All right. Do you know?
It's that bass line on the beat. That
all right. It worked for him. He's got a formula that works.
Mm. But it's one joint. We're not talking about a whole album. That sounds like fucking.
You just said to me that you could have an EP of that joint.
I never said that.
You.
I never said that.
All right. I'm not putting words in your mouth, but I'm saying off that feedback, there's a few tracks. There are a few tracks that sound the same, and that's what my point is. It's starting to sound
the
same.
The club joint has a rhythm that sounds like some of the.
And tracks. There's a couple of the other like the more gully street tunes that sound like other tunes he's done. And that's my point. So is it a matter of him not really taking time out to say, all right, cool, this is what I'm going to come with? There's a very few people that can do this consistently.
No, I want him to stay in the fucking lane of bringing us rap music. Because I think when you try and do a Stormzy style album and you slap in some pop in there and you slap in some gospel in there and do all that, that ain't gigs, man. Just give us that fucking rap.
No one's saying that. Like, I think the production was amazing.
Yeah.
It's what he's talking about. It's about what you're living. So, and it's either you got to switch the production completely, like you're saying, because people will say that Drake sounds the same, yeah.
Mm.
But One Dance don't sound like anything that was on his last album. Then you got things like Blem that don't sound like anything he's done before, really. People listen to him and copy
Drake's
him.
But Drake's effectively pushing. He's trying to dabble in.
He's pushing the boundaries.
Jump on a wave.
He's pushing the boundaries or jump on the wave, whatever you want
to
call it. But
he's saying trying to
Drake,
jump on the wave.
Drake can
just
drop.
Knows what bangs.
But Drake can drop every year and sound different, which he's done recently.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's only certain. If you're not going to be able to do a One Dance or do half R&B, half hip hop album.
So you're effectively saying, basically, what's next? What's he going to do next?
No, I want him to do the same again.
Right.
But I don't want him to do it in 2020 or 2021.
Right.
Oh, you think we need 2022? Like, let us starve. I'm
let
asking
starve.
For a famine.
Give us a starvation.
Do you know what I mean? Like, pop up and do a feature.
Body
the feature and go back. Like, do you know what I mean? People want to be excited when they hear these legends in the game. Not just him. I'm talking, and I'm saying, like, look at the people around him on his level musically. Not just hip hop, but musically. The people on his level in the UK, they ain't dropping music like that. But I think you hit the nail on the head that he's sat down and watched these people do it for so long, and now he's finally able to do it, and he's just making up for lost time and he's getting his bread. He's got kids and all the rest of it. I get it.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna sit here and say that I think it's amazing. I think it's groundbreaking. It's different because it's not. For me, it's gigs again. It's decent. He's bring some fire, but some of it is also average. So I think what my mark is fair. But Twitter's going to say different because Twitter is a
classic. You're right. In 2 minutes, I get that. But
Twitter want to get retweets.
Yeah.
But I'm a fan of music.
But
music.
If you're going to do a rating and you're going to do a rating, brother, 6 out of 10 is a fucking par, man.
6.5. possibly. and it's growing on me because if you asked me yesterday, I wouldn't have said that, if I'm honest.
Fuck it, oh.
But I don't think that's bad. That's not a disrespect. It's not a disrespect. It's decent for what it is, in my opinion. But he doesn't give a fuck about my opinion. He might not even hear my opinion.
Oh yeah, 100%. For people, that's a whole other thing. Like,
I think there's people.
Opinions are our opinions.
I think there's
going
to be people that there's people that have come in that have spoken to me about it. They've said a lot worse.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. And there's people out there that won't shout
and
about.
Sometimes
it.
They
won't shout about it. It's weird because of who he is. They would only say good. There's certain artists and there's certain people that do certain things in a certain field. They'll only ever get praise.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Giggs is one of them people. And
I mean, don't get me wrong. Even if like the Landlord album's in the whip, like it's, you know, some tunes, they all get a little one skip.
It can't be 11 out of 10 then.
But
you can't be saying that.
I can't be 11 out of 10. Right.
But this,
if you're hitting the skip button, it's not 11 out of 10.
But this, like we said, it's been out of 2 days, bro.
Yeah, but okay. I'm just saying, in general, if you're talking about a big album, it's not getting skipped. You got a couple hits on your album. It's all right, cool. I'm gonna pick my ones off the playlist for the gym. You get me? And then that's it.
For example, if I'm listening to Drake, Take Care, for just example, I'm not skipping any tunes, innit?
And that's a classic. That's Drake's classic. Yeah, people talk about classic. Exactly. But then you'll listen to the, what's that one he done with Future?
Oh, I couldn't even.
Exactly.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you the name.
Exactly.
You knew
it. It's not a classic. You knew. But people, but there'll be Drake fans that say, every Drake album's been sick. And as soon as it drops, oh my God. And his last album, there was a few, Mob Ties and shit like that. Bad.
But I'm genuinely.
Even some of the B-side stuff was cold.
I'm genuinely struggling to find something that I dislike so far.
On the gigs album.
Legit.
You don't even
and
have
it
to,
might be
you don't, I'm not saying you have to dislike it. That's what you're getting me wrong. I would not be in the car with you playing the whole album and be like, turn this shit off.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like that for me. I could listen to it.
Yeah.
I could listen to it. I'm just saying that my love for the scene and my love for people like gigs that have come in the game and done what they've done, I want to be able to be in your car, listen to the album, be like, this is fucking, play that again.
Yeah.
It'll be like, yes, all right. Cool, Firestar's feeling it. I can live with it. Do you know what I mean, though?
Like, you ain't gonna like a fucking car journey with me, bro.
SM1
collection fully loaded.
I'll be cool. I got my Spotify. No, I'm joking. But it's okay. I'll listen to it. I can listen to the album. But would I go out of my way to listen to it over and over? Would I be banging it? Nah. That's my opinion.
We're missing Resh. It would be good to know what she.
Resh.
If she's even fucking listened to it.
She's going to rate it.
Yeah, she's going to rate it.
Yeah, she likes gigs, I think. So she'll probably.
And he's got a massive, listen, female fan base as well. Like, I've met some women like, oh yeah, like, you know, serious?
Yeah. Yeah, you were shocked when she said that when we first spoke about it.
No, I was shocked when I went to the concert.
Oh, right.
And
I
seen the amount of girls there. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? It's mad.
So I'm 100% sure what the tour's pending. So I think you're going to expect a fucking tour this year. 100%.
Fair play to him. Good.
But apart from that, I reckon the rap show. I think I've got a gigs episode in the stash coming, man. I'm gonna have to, man.
Don't get me wrong. He needs to be saluted, but I just feel like we need that for me to get excited. It needs to be like when the Landlord
hiatus.
We need to be like when the Landlord.
You want like a 10-year gap.
No, not
so
10 years.
So he comes
years.
Back talking no, about no. his fucking last 10 years and shit.
No, just a couple.
Not taking the piss.
Like JME, when JME drops, I'm not even a JME fan, but I'm gonna go to the cinema and watch whatever he's doing. I don't even know what's going on, but
because it's been that long.
The album's coming out in the cinema. He's doing it big. It's like, fuck, JME's dropping.
Mad.
Did you get me?
Yeah. When you actually think of it like that, and I try and think, yo, JME ain't dropped nothing for a minute. It makes you think.
That's what I'm saying.
And yeah, we are starving for that Kano and the Rich.
That's what I'm saying.
Fucking hell.
But with gigs, it's like, oh yeah, gigs drops again. All right, cool.
But as well, he's been on joints in the meantime as well. So I think
gigs.
So
that's what I'm saying. He's done a lot.
He's in your.
That's what I'm saying.
There, you know what I mean?
Which is cool. And he's doing the 50 Cent thing. That's what I feel like. Or what Drake's doing now. Drake stopped doing that. But that's what I'm saying. He's doing that thing where he's just constantly putting the music out. It's business. I get it. Like, salute, innit?
Jumps on tunes. Whenever,
kill it. Make your money.
Yeah.
But for me, as an art, as a fan, I can't really say that I'm excited anymore. And to be honest, like, maybe it's not for me. Because some of it's like that proper street. I can't even relate to some of the shit he's talking about. If I'm honest, because it's just not me.
I don't think half of us can, to be honest with you.
But for me, that's some people listen to it is like they'll listen to it like how I may watch like Scarface and be like, that'll never be me, but that's entertaining.
Yeah.
But for me,
it's entertaining.
When I listen to music, I need to like, it's got to draw a picture for me that I can understand. I can't even explain it really. But
I don't think
I got to connect with it.
Fair point.
In a certain
we probably
way.
Can't understand like his life.
The road life, nah.
His life as
but
well.
But what I like, the bits that I do like, so I'm sure it's the Show Me Respect track where he's actually talking about his struggle.
Yeah.
And him coming up in the game, wanting to be I can relate to that. That's why that tune probably is, without the features, that's my favourite tune on that album, just him. Because that's what I want to hear from gigs. I want to hear like the fuckery you had to go through to get to where you are now. And now you're there. I love that shit.
He's talking a lot about fucking celebration and like elevation and all.
Yeah, because he's had an amazing run,
which is sick.
He had an amazing run. He's God willing, he'll never be fucking hungry again in his life.
Yeah.
When a matter not so long ago, he was probably looking at a bird and coming out when he was an old man. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, yeah, celebrate it, of course.
All right, so gig's album out now. May as well plug that.
Yeah, Big Bad's out.
You
lot, drop in the comments and that.
Yeah, what's your favourite tracks?
See,
hate on Gavin 6 out of 10 because that's some bullshit, but it's all good. Six and a half.
Or you can agree with me if you think.
Keish, what are you giving out of 10?
7.
Fucking hell, are you taking a piss?
Yeah. That's good marks, bruv.
7. That's good marks. Like I said, some of it is same. The Terminator joint is the main thing. But what I want to say back to what you were saying about like most people can't relate to the album. I was just thinking about that. If you deep it, I'm sitting in a 9-to-5 corporate job bumping gigs, you know? Like,
that's some track. I'm still rocking
back and forth. It's just crazy, isn't
it? Yeah, but even still, like, it's just people talking about the trapping. You're at work trapping, innit? It don't have to be just drugs.
Yeah.
Your hustle is your hustle. So I get that. But at the same time, yeah, you're right. It's some of it's unrelatable. But for the people that get it, the people that love it, it's another gigs album and go and get it, stream it. Don't fucking bootleg support it or not. Support that. Because
get tickets
we need the legends like him in the game doing things, man, doing big bits.
Yeah, holler at us. Comments. Hashtag I'm not new to this. Spotify, YouTube. At DJ Keish.
The
K. I E S H, not the food fucking quiche. Common mistake, I am.
Yes, yes.
Gavin.
At Mr. Gavin Cameron and at Insta.
And obviously at DJ Firestar comments. I'm going to do the rap show episode 6. And I think we'll do like, call it a gig special. Easy to do that. Everyone's fucking doing that. But I think I might switch it up and do like, pick a joint off the album and then pick a different artist's joint that sounds, you know what I mean, just a mashup mix but influenced by, so we have a lot of Swizzy joints in there. We might throw some Jada Kiss in there. So yeah, look out for that, but hit us up and yeah, let's wrap it up. We're out. Peace.